Hi everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be reading the second half of the article, Worshipping Death. So in the first half we introduced this religious figure known as Santa Muerte, aka Saint Death, who has become recently, in the last just two decades or so, an increasingly popular religious symbol in Mexico. And so we're going to talk all about who this person is, and we're going to expand on what we talked about in the first half. But the people who tend to take most notice of this figure, Saint Death, tend to be people who identify as Catholic. Mexico, of course, has a high Catholic population, and so a lot of these people see her as a saint, Saint Death, as we mentioned. So a lot of people view her as a saint, and they sort of practice standard Catholicism to some extent, in addition to also worshiping or acknowledging this unofficial saint that the Catholic Church has not only not given sainthood to, but is actually actively denounced as being anti-religious or anti-Catholic. So we'll talk about how the Catholic Church has resisted this movement toward essentially creating this like cult, what they consider to be a cult, surrounding this basically this god of or goddess of death. Santa Muerte has also received condemnation from the Mexican government in addition to the official Catholic Church. The Mexican government is wary that this figure is too closely associated with narco trafficking, in other words, the illegal drug trade in Mexico. So it seems like increasingly people who are part of this illegal drug trade are starting to worship this figure. And the reason for that is because, and there's a lot of speculation, and in the article we'll talk about it, but basically the idea is that, you know, it's like they're these illegal drug traffickers often engage in activity that involves things like murder and terrorism, things that are very fundamentally out of line with what you would expect any sort of Christian person to be involved in. And so here's an alternative: instead of praying to God or anything else like that, that's like an official part of the church, maybe they turn their thoughts to this death figure, Santa Muerte. And so there is some concern that this worshipping of Santa Muerte is strongly associated with narco trafficking, narco terrorism, and stuff like that in the region. And so there is an incentive by the Mexican government, for example, to put an end to this. And the concern here is that it's growing rapidly. So in the first paragraph we said that 10 to 12 million people are now followers. And this seems to have developed since the beginning of this century. So there's indication that this cult is strengthening, and that it could be bad for Mexican society. The Vatican, or the Catholic Church leadership, is concerned about how this figure could be basically a false idol or blasphemous or heretical. And so we're talking about, for example, people worshiping this god, or this figure, they call her a saint, but worshiping her like as if she were a goddess, and people are praying to her and giving her offerings, saying that you have to keep your promises to the saint or she'll punish you or your loved ones. Sounds more like a goddess than what the Catholic Church would typically consider to be just a saint. But a lot of concern from the Vatican and the Mexican government about this emerging following. So that's what we talked about in the first half. Let's see, we talked also about the history, about how it's likely that this this figure emerged sort of organically from a combination of this rapid conversion of people in Central and North America to convert to Catholicism, in combination with their old traditional beliefs. And so people from Mexico, people who are descendants of the Aztecs, or even people who are descendants from like Mayans or other Mesoamerican traditions, there's always been this long fascination with death. And so it kind of makes sense that they would have this character or this figure incorporated into their traditions. So, you know, it's pretty interesting. I think it's a pretty interesting thing to look at. So, who are the adherents to Santa Muerte? They've done a lot of research, and it turns out that the people who are followers of this religious figure tend to be people who live in poverty-stricken communities, single mothers, LGBTQ communities, people who live on the fringe and maybe who are not well represented in society. So these individuals feel overlooked, they feel ostracized by the Catholic Church, right? And they view this as just kind of an alternative or a different way of practicing their religion. They say that Santa Muerte does not discriminate, accepts people from all walks of life. This includes hardened criminals and just any person who is disenfranchised. So there's obviously some sort of underlying societal reason for the surge in Santa Muerte's popularity in just the last couple of decades. And recently, in just the last 6 or 7 years or so, the Catholic Church has actually come out and condemned the worship of this saint as being blasphemous and completely contrary to the doctrine of the Catholic Church. So, yeah, so it's kind of a story that's a recent thing. But I don't know. I mean, what am I forgetting? So we're talking about, like, I asked you if you knew anything about this person. You said you kind of, maybe not so much necessarily, but...
Yeah, I don't know too much, but she's pretty interesting, as well as the community that has come up around her. I think it also goes to show that like religion can still be something that changes and is alive. It doesn't have to necessarily be something that is always following traditions. I mean, of course, traditions are what make up religion and rituals and all of that. But it's something that can change because the world does change and people, of course, look for things that they can take comfort in, right?
Yeah, definitely. And you can see how, you know, anytime you have a religion, especially a very big religion, whether it's Christianity or Islam or whatever it might happen to be, if you look at people in different communities with different backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, different histories all over the world, they practice these religions in very different ways. It's just because that's just the way it is. People want to maintain their traditions, even if they're interested in adopting another new religion, and that's how these religions change. They're constantly changing, and it's interesting to see where they go. So the article is titled Worshipping Death. We're going to go ahead right now and read the second half of the article. Paragraph 4 reads, "The popularity of Saint Death seems to be in direct correlation with the death and destruction associated with the drug war in Mexico that escalated in the mid-2000s. With the possibility of death around the corner, people are looking for protection. Santa Muerte has a connection with the criminal underworld and is even referred to as a narco-saint. Since these individuals are engaging in highly dangerous activities, wanting protection from death is unsurprising. They also may invoke her when doing illegal activities, since praying to God or a Catholic saint may feel uncomfortable or bring judgment for their sins."
So the popularity of Santa Muerte seems to correlate with the death and destruction that is associated with the drug war in Mexico that started to escalate in the mid-2000s. So with death being a possibility around every corner, so around the corner means very near, death is something that was, you know, something that could potentially happen at any moment, people were looking for protection. And so Santa Muerte has a connection with the criminal underworld and has even been referred to as being a narco saint. So narco is short for narcotics, which are illegal drugs. So she has been associated with the drug war and narcotics in Mexico.
So the people who are involved in this are dealing with these highly dangerous activities because it's, these big criminal networks. They want protection from death. And so they invoke her or use her name or they think about her, pray to her, or talk about her when doing illegal activities because praying to God or the Catholic saint could be uncomfortable. It wouldn't feel right because, you know, it's in the middle of a criminal act, so it seems more appropriate to them to invoke Santa Muerte.